This is MMA Torch editor Jamie Pinnick, and I am joined on the Torch audio update today by a friend of the Torch. He's joined us on the audio before, Nick Rosborough, fighting on next weekend's Adrenaline MMA 3 card in Birmingham, Alabama. Nick, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome, man. And yourself?
I'm doing really well out here in Minnesota. You're out training this week. You got a fight coming up in a week and a half. I'm assuming since the last time we talked to you, after your last victorious fight out there in Utah, you've been steady training for this fight coming up. How are things going on that front?
You know what? I feel in better shape for this fight than I felt in the past. Like, I felt good in good shape for my last fight as well, and I went out and got paid really fast. You know, I expected a bigger fight and a better fight for my last opponent, but things happen, and hey, I'm just lucky for the W, and especially happy for the W, you know, and it gave me enough time to get back in uninjured and go straight to work again. So I feel 100% ready. You know, I want to go out. This is a big card, supposedly. Like, I wasn't even familiar with the Adrenaline card of what the statue of it is. Until people started talking more about it, you know. So, I'm happy about that. My manager's going to be watching. You know, my mentor, Jeremy Horn, is going to definitely be on the card, my trainer as well. So that makes that experience much more better for me for this fight right now.
Yeah, and you're set to face off against Keith Johnson next week. I know you told me before we came on air here that you don't know anything about him as a fighter, haven't been able to find anything on him, so you're coming into this a little bit blind. How do you prepare for a fight like that?
You just go out and execute what you've learned, you know. That's my focus anyways. It would be nice to have some information on him or at least know a difference, but now my mentality's set that I'm just wanting to fight. Like, I'm on, you know, there's some things that are built up inside me from, you know, the previous seasons of The Ultimate Fighter was, especially mine, you know, that season, my outlook on that, and just certain, you know, certain opportunities that were missed out due to certain things recently. So, you know, there's so much fire in here. This dude's another piece of the stepping stone to get back to where I want to be, you know. So I'm not even worried about not knowing anything. I'm just going to go out and execute what I know I'm going to do, and I'm going to execute the defensive part of it as well to make sure he doesn't win. So
now you're playing your fights in a supporting role to what's looking. You've got some big names on this card, obviously. Like you said, Jeremy Horn, your trainer, is fighting on this card. Rich Clemente, former UFC fighter, is also fighting on this card, and then it's headlined by the boxing match between Tim Sylvia and Ray Mercer. What's it like to be fighting on the same card as your trainer, Horn, and how exciting is that for you to be involved in the same thing and be able to fight and then watch your mentor fight at the same time?
You know, it's really exciting for me to fight on the same exact card as Horn. Number one, I asked for the opportunity to do that, you know. Both me and Jeremy have the same manager, Monty Cox. I was told he was fighting, and so I asked him, hey, can I be on the same card or can I get on the same fight, you know, and do that. So to be able to fight on the same card as Horn and have him be there to support me and then me be there to support him as well, one of his students, you know, it's way exciting for me. Like, I'm more stoked about that than I am the card or anybody else that's on the card itself. I don't know. I can't describe, you know, the feeling for that aspect of it anyways.
Yeah.
I'm not really too starstruck, so Rich Clemente is just another dude to me, Tim Sylvia as well. You know, Jeremy brings a lot of the former Militich guys out to train with us, Matt Hughes, you know, really good top trainers, Matt Pena. I train with Robbie Lawler. You know, there's a lot of dudes. Jeff Durbin's currently out here with us right now. So that the starstruck status doesn't hit me. It's the mental aspect of, you know, knowing out there going to perform and me being on the same card as them. Hopefully I'm able to perform my best to know that I belong in the same place as they do. Especially on this card, in front of a big crowd, there's going to be a lot of people watching. So, you know, I mean, a lot of big names watching. So for me to go out and perform is what I want to do. And, you know, that's pretty much it, I guess, on that aspect of it all.
And you talked about Johnson being a stepping stone for where you want to get here and getting back to where you want to get after, like you said, some missed opportunities or not performing to what you've wanted to do in the past. Obviously one of the highlights that you want to do is get back to the UFC. And we just found out last night on The Ultimate Fighter that your buddy DeMarcus Johnson, who also trains with you under Jeremy Horn, made it to the finale. What's it been like watching someone you know make that rise? And are you guys just all excited and pumped out there in Utah and in support of him? And how's that been going, knowing what's coming?
Definitely. We're so supportive of what DeMarcus has accomplished thus far, you know. The next step, obviously, is just to go out and perform his next fight. Don't worry about the contract. Don't worry about anything else, because to me, that's the bonus of it all. DeMarcus is like a brother to me, man. He's family. So to be able to watch him go through the steps and do it the way that, you know, five other dudes from Utah have been, and he's the one really, I would so-called say, put Utah on the map. Besides Josh Bergman, who stayed in the UFC for a while, but he didn't make it as far. Who's to say if he hadn't broke his arm, he would have made something. But anyways, besides him, watching DeMarcus go as far as he is right now just gives me the motivation to get back to that level, to know that I deserve to be where he's at as well, you know. Gives me the hunger to go out and beat each and every fighter that I continue to fight, to get back to whether it's the UFC, Affliction, any organization that's willing enough to pay me, you know, to fight, then, hey, I'm cool. I don't want to be a superstar. I don't want to be any of that. I just want to fight for a living. So whether it's the UFC or any of those organizations, DeMarcus has given me that extra motivation and that extra that I want watching him do what he's doing right now, you know, especially for the contract that's going to be available to him at, you know, coming up. So we're all excited for him. Like I said, there's, you know, I guess I'm speechless in a sense of what else I can say about that. I know he's excited. I know he wants to stay focused. He's got some good training in, you know, and we just, you know, wait for the next step, obviously, right now for him and just continue to watch and do what he's supposed to do. So.
Well, Nick, that's a great attitude to have, and you know, it's always nice to talk to you guys and hear the motivation in your voices as you're talking about where you want to get to. And fighting on this card is just the next step, like you said. You know, we're all here at the Torch. We're pulling for you next weekend. I want to see you do well and come back and talk to us again. Anything else you'd like to touch on before you get back to training tonight?
Do you mind if I give a few shots out to a couple of sponsors and things like that, if possible?
Not at all, sir.
Everybody that's listening or going to tune in and everything, go check out TrueSoldier.com. Support me and DeMarcus with our clothing line that's out. Elite Performance, the best gym around, I would say, you know, located in Salt Lake City, Utah. Lovesack, man. Those guys hooked us up big time. They awesome couches, very comfortable Lovesacks. And, you know, thanks to MMA Torch for giving me the opportunity to get on the radio, you know. Watch closely. I'm pretty sure it's filmed on HDNet, my fight this next coming weekend. You guys' logo is going to be on there. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that for you guys as well. So, but check out those websites, people. I mean, go and help support. This is how we do it. We thank you guys as fans and listeners and everything else that helps support us. So, yeah, go do that.
All right, Nick. Well, thank you once again, and good luck next weekend. We'll be watching.
All right, thanks, Jamie.
All right.
Bye.